He ranches in the Eakley area of Oklahoma, just a little bit west of Oklahoma City, not too far from the Weatherford area. Mike Lula had sold cattle to Eastern Livestock Company early this fall, had no problems getting paid, but Lula still ended up like hundreds of other cattlemen when he sold 64 head of cattle in the first few days of November for $56,731, only to see the check returned by his bank with a note, "Refer to Maker." For a small rancher, that's a very big hot check, according to Mike Lula, who estimated it would take him 20 years to recover from such a loss. After the check was returned, he called the owner of Eastern Livestock, Thomas Gibson. Mr. Gibson actually talked to him. "He assured me," he says, "that just to give him 2 or 3 days and he'd get another check in the mail to me." That rocked along for a couple of days, and I started hearing more and more about the New Albany, Indiana-based livestock brokerage firm's financial woes. Then Lula called Gibson again. After hearing about the other outstanding checks, Gibson did not answer initially, but he did return Mike Lula's phone call. So Mr. Lula actually talked to Gibson twice. Second time around, he told me to apply for the bond money, and he assured me that he would pay the difference of what the bond money paid and what he owed me. Words from Thomas Gibson that are rather empty now. Messages that have been left from Mr. Gibson since that time have not been returned. Federal court records now show that Thomas Gibson and his wife filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy last week in Indiana. Cattlemen began looking for answers last month after Eastern Livestock's bank, Fifth Third Bank, based out of Cincinnati, Ohio, froze the company's and the owner's accounts. The bank alleged it had detected an elaborate check-kiting scheme, a form of financial fraud that takes advantage of the lag time between when a check is deposited and when it clears, according to the court documents. The Ohio court also granted the bank's request that a receiver take control of Eastern Livestock's books and business. The Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyard Administration, which of course is known as GIPSA, estimates as of late November that Eastern Livestock owes more than $130 million to 743 sellers in basically 30 states now. Initially, we were talking about 11 states, but 30 states have cattle producers that have been left holding the bag to Eastern Livestock. And as of mid-November, they had counted $81 million of actual bounced checks. GIPSA is encouraging anyone left in the cold by Eastern to file a claim against the company's $875,000 bond. That's almost like nothing. Back in June, GIPSA had sent Eastern a letter saying that the company needed to increase its bond to $1.15 million, up from $875,000, but I guess Thomas Gibson ignored that letter or didn't get that letter, is maybe what he would say, and they never did. Lula, like a lot of the cattlemen in the same situation, figured maybe he'd get a penny on the dollar from the bond, so he started to explore whether he could get his cattle back or at least get paid for them. He says, "I bought all the cattle on borrowed money. It would take me 20 years to make this up. This is my life, and all I do is farm and ranch and run a few cows. I just can't stand it, so I'm going to be the squeaky wheel." He contacted Cactus Feeders out in Texas to request payment for the cattle that are now eating in the Cactus Ulysses, Kansas feed yard. Cactus and its legal team told Lula it had already paid Eastern Livestock for the cattle and weren't going to pay for them twice. Cactus Feeders has no comment. Lula and has hired an attorney now, Tony Burns. They filed a lawsuit against Eastern Livestock in Caddo County, the court there, for payment for the cattle. Kathy Vance is general counsel for the receiver's firm that's working right now in the legal courts for Fifth Third Bank that specializes in financial insolvencies, says at this point it's nearly impossible to know how many lawsuits have been filed against Eastern Livestock because the notices may have been served at several different locations and haven't made their way back to the receiver's office in Columbus, Ohio. Confusion in the immediate aftermath of Eastern Livestock insolvency and lack of information about the stay against lawsuits and other legal actions to the court in the court order of a receiver also has contributed to the murky legal waters. According to Kathy Vance, the stay language is quite broad. The stay essentially is an injunction against any legal action to enforce claims or liens against Eastern Livestock. That doesn't mean someone couldn't challenge the court's authority to file such a stay. Burns, of course, from Oklahoma, the lawyer for Mike Lula, says he's unaware of the stay but would honor it once he and Lula receive any sort of an official notice. He also said that Oklahoma case law may provide Lula with more recourse than what can be found federally, and they may end up adding Fifth Third Bank as a defendant in the case. The bottom line, Lula, who started ranching right after he graduated high school in 1983, says he hasn't done a lot of business with Eastern Livestock in the past, but a friend of his was a spotter for the cattle brokerage for several years, and like so many ranchers whose business is a matter of margin, he sells to whoever pays the most. On this couple of loads, they had given me the best money, he said. This was all an extreme shock to me. I never saw this coming. He's hoping that by filing a lawsuit, calling the receiver, and being outspoken, he'll eventually be paid for his 63 head of cattle. He's concerned that the biggest companies with the biggest losses will get paid first, leaving people with relatively small losses, even though they may be more crucial to their business's survival, with very little recourse in what he sees as one of the largest cattle scams in history. The big companies may have more of an impact on the economy if they go down, but it'll be the small guys like me that go under first. Mike Lula, left holding the bag and some, at least one hot check, big hot check in this case, because of the problems with Eastern Livestock that are very huge indeed to folks like Mr. Lula. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.